you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Mm-hmm. Love is a blessing. Love is the vow. Love is the reason we're standing here now. The future before us, tomorrow's untold. But love is the promise that whatever it holds, I will. Trying for you, I'm human at best. But baby, don't worry, you should start to fall. Just cling to the one love that's bigger than us all. He will hold you. Oh, he will hold you.
Ancient of days, for you alone. all I say and do.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know myself.
Lord, that you would give up heaven for us. The one who holds the universe together would come and live and walk among us and die on a cross for the sins of the world. Lord, there's no other love like yours. There's no other sacrifice as precious. Father, that you would give your only Son for us. We thank you, Lord.
Eternity long, and find
There is none like you.
I thought it might be in my name, a shining legacy.
I thought it might be in a goal for success to follow me.
I thought it might be in a plan to sail across the seas.
But I didn't find what I really need. I found it all when I lost everything and gave my life.
Thank you.
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
Just one. me. Come, friends, without delay. Taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. I will hasten to Him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee.
Sarah laughed in her heart at God's promise. Isaac proved nothing is impossible. Martha wept by the tomb of Lazarus. Oh, but death lost when life spoke a miracle. In God's perfect time, He's never been late. His plan for your life is worth the wait. In God's perfect time, you can always trust. When the moment is right, the answer will come. In God's perfect time.
Sometimes between your prayers and God's answers, faith can be so hard to hold on to. And with every passing day, doubt whispers, oh, but don't give up, 'cause God is gonna move.
In God's perfect time, He's never been late. His plan for your life is worth the wait. In God's perfect time, you can always trust. When the moment is right, the answer will come. In God's perfect time.
So when you haven't heard His voice and you don't understand,
you're still in God's loving hand. In God's perfect time, He's never been late. His plan for your life is worth the wait. In God's perfect time, you can always trust. When the moment is right, the answer will come. In God's perfect time. In God's perfect time.
His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross He carried bore my burden. The nails that held Him set me free. His life for mine, His life for mine. Of suffering brought me healing. He spilled his blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrow
sorrows, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for some tomorrow. My trials here I'll understand. I want to know more.
I want to know more about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more.
I want to know more about my Lord, my blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more about that mansion,
heavenly mansion.
I'm gonna receive.
I'm gonna receive as my reward.
My reward.
I want to know more.
I want to know more about that home,
that wonderful home.
I mean to go there.
I mean to go there someday,
somehow.
And after I reach,
and after I reach that heavenly city,
I mean to know more.
I mean to know more than I know now.
I'm glad I know with a blessed Savior.
For through His blood He set me free.
Set me free.
Though rough the road, I shall not waver. For some glad day His face I'll see.
I want to know more.
I want to know more about my Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I want to know more.
I want to know more about my Lord, my blessed Lord.
I want to know more.
I want to know more
about that
mansion.
I'm gonna receive.
I'm gonna receive as my reward,
my rich reward.
I want to know more.
I want to know more about that home,
that wonderful home.
I mean to go there.
I mean to go there someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I'm eating no more than I know now. He promised when his soul ascended, I'm coming back, the Lord did say. If on his promise you've depended, on wings of love you'll soar away. I want to know more about that mansion. I'm gonna receive as my rich reward. I want to know more about that homeland. I mean to go there someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I need to know more than I know now. And after I reach that heavenly city, I need to know more than I know now.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
The Lamb of God, oh Lamb of God. the breaking of the dawn as I wake from sleep. I hear your voice call softly, your presence comforts me.
I've let God down. I am humbled at the grace He has extended. I'm amazed at the mercy I have found. I could never earn His love on my own, but every time I come before His throne, I can give. A broken life is all I have to offer, and yet it is a priceless gift to Him. The bitter mark of sin will never fade away, but I can stand before and scarred hands that bought my liberty.
ascribe his goodness to me. You ask how I make it day after day. There's only one thing I can say. I have no regrets. He's so good to me, I must confess. The way has been long, but I'm blessed.
All that I need I find at his feet. When I'm hungry, he feeds me with manna so sweet. When my soul is weary, he gives peace and rest. All I can say is I'm blessed.
Now I've had my share of sunshine and rain. Days filled with laughter, nights filled with pain. But with every mile I travel this way, the journey gets sweeter each day.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, God Changed the Path of Hurricane Floyd. Nahum chapter 1 verse 3 says, "The Lord has His way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of His feet." In September 1999, the Three Angels Broadcasting Network, 3ABN, production truck traveled to Orlando, Florida to videotape and broadcast La Red, the largest Spanish-language televised evangelistic series in the history of the world. Pastor Alejandro Bullion began his series on Saturday evening. On Sunday, the 3ABN crew heard reports that Hurricane Floyd was heading straight toward Orlando. By Monday, people were being urged to buy extra food and water or to leave town. Since Floyd was predicted to hit Tuesday night, it was decided to videotape two meetings on Monday so that viewers around the world would have no interruption in the series. By Tuesday, most houses and businesses had boards over the windows. Convenience stores had little on their shelves, and highways were completely jammed with people trying to leave Florida. After much prayer, the 3ABN crew decided to pack up their equipment and try to find a warehouse that could house the production truck during the storm. One of the crew saw a man in a parking lot picking up signs and asked him if he knew of a place where they could shelter the truck. Amazingly, the man knew of an ideal place and helped them make contact with the right people. That night, when Hurricane Floyd was supposed to strike, the 3ABN crew was safe in their hotel rooms while many throughout the world prayed. The next morning, the newscasters reported that although the hurricane was headed straight for Orlando, a cold front hovered over the area, causing Floyd to be pushed in another direction. God's word says it like this: "The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet." Nahum chapter 1, verse 3, New King James Version. One of the crew observed, "We've travelled nearly all summer taping on-the-road events for 3ABN, and we never saw the devil work so hard causing technical problems as he has with this series." As a result of the meetings, there were 200 baptisms in Florida and more than 1,000 in Michigan, and that was just the beginning. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Desire of Ages, page 311. God's ideal for his children is higher than the highest human thought can reach. "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." This command is a promise. The plan of redemption contemplates our complete recovery from the power of Satan. Christ always separates the contrite soul from sin. He came to destroy the works of the devil, and he has made provision that the Holy Spirit shall be imparted to every repentant soul to keep him from sinning. God changed the path of Hurricane Floyd was submitted by Three Angels Broadcasting Network, the Mending Broken People Network, a 24-hour Christian television and radio network. You can visit 3abn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of faith versus feeling. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Jill Morricone. My journey goes back a few years in my journey of faith versus feeling. When I would wake up in the morning and I would open up God's Word and I would begin to study, and if I prayed and I felt as if today was a good day. Do you know what I mean by a good day? Do you ever have a good day? Those are the days when the sun is shining and there is joy and gladness in your heart. The days when you have your devotion in the morning with Jesus and you pray and it just feels as if you're connected with God, that he's there right beside you in the car as you drive to work, that he's sitting there beside you at the desk, or he's walking with you throughout the day. On those days, I always believed my relationship with God must be secure. I must be connected with Jesus today. My sins must be forgiven. But the next morning, if I were to wake up, and maybe it's a cloudy day. You ever wake up and it's a cloudy day? You ever wake up with burdens on your hearts? You ever wake up with questions of faith or doubt or issues that you're dealing with in your life? Sometimes it's financial challenges that we face and we just don't know how we're going to put food on the table for the next meal. Sometimes it's relationship challenges and we struggle getting along with people or forgiving our spouse or disciplining our own children. Sometimes we deal with deeper questions of faith and that relevance to us as Christians today. On those days, when I would wake up and it was just a bit gray or a bit cloudy, as you would say, and I was dealing with one of those challenges, emotional or mental or even a spiritual challenge, I would sit down with the Word of God and I would pray, but it felt as if my prayers hit the ceiling and they bounced back down again. Have you ever been there? Have you ever cried out to God and said, "Where are you?" But you couldn't hear His voice. Have you ever said, "I want to hear you in the Word. Would you speak to me?" And it felt like God was silent. What do you do then? On those days in my own Christian experience, when I felt as if God was far away, when it felt as if the day was cloudy, I would walk by feelings. Now, when you walk by feelings, it's not based on the Word of God. It's based on how that day feels. And I would say, maybe God doesn't love me as much today. Maybe God hasn't forgiven me of that sin that I asked for forgiveness and I confessed. Maybe there's something between me and God. When I discovered in my own journey with Jesus that my walk with God is not dependent on how I feel, my walk with God is dependent on the authority of the Word of God right here that I'm holding in my hands. In fact, John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh, it profits nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit. And they are life." You know what that says? There's power in the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is living. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You and I don't have to base our walk with Jesus, our Christian experience, on how we feel. It's based on the authority of the Word of God. So what does that mean practically? When I wake up and it's a gray day, it's cloudy outside, or maybe I'm dealing with some issue in my life. When I wake up and feel that, I go back to the Word of God. I know that all God's promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So those days when I don't feel forgiven, I say, "Get thee behind me, Satan," because the Word of God says that I am forgiven if I confess, and I have confessed, that Jesus, His blood cleanses me from all sin, and I can stand before the Father as if I have never sinned. On those days when it seems like there's turbulence and trouble, I can claim John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." On those days when I just don't have the strength to carry on, I claim 2 Corinthians 12:9. "His grace is made sufficient in my time of weakness." So this is my journey of faith. This is my journey of miracles in the 21st century, discovering the authority of the Word of God, discovering that God's Word was not just relevant in the time it was written, God's Word is relevant to me today, that I can rest my faith with assurance on God's Word. And it doesn't matter how I feel, all that matters is what God's Word says right now about me. I remember going back maybe 18 years. My husband Greg and I can't have children. We have a journey of infertility as one of our journeys. And I remember when we got the news from the doctor, and he told us over the phone, we had had multiple tests, and he told us over the phone, "I'm so sorry, you all will never have children." And I remember the click in the dial tone, and I was just left there. My hands, I'd been making bread, and my hands were all covered with bread dough. And I just remember crying in my kitchen. And Greg was at work, and I thought, "Oh, I got to wait till tonight to tell him the news, and what am I going to do?" And I washed my hands, and I went running out on our gravel road. And it was springtime. I'll never forget it. The birds were singing, and the sun was warm on my face. But I couldn't feel that. I couldn't hear the birds. I couldn't see anything. All I felt was pain. You ever been there? All I felt was devastation of the dream, the death of a dream. And I remember crying out to God. And He said, "Jill, my precious daughter, count your blessings." And I remember thinking, what? God, I need some pity. I'm having a hard time right now. And all you care about is praise. But I wanted to honor God. And I wanted to do what he had asked. And so I began to praise. This tells you the state of my mind at that present moment. I couldn't even think of anything to praise initially. And then it took some time and I thought, oh, the word of God. And there's power in the word. And I could thank you, God, for your word. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I'm saved by Jesus' blood for me on Calvary. Thank you for that. Oh, I have a wonderful, godly husband, and thank you, God, for my husband. So faster and faster, those blessings tumbled out. And I remember as I turned around and started to walk back to the house, I could hear the birds chirping where I hadn't heard them before. And I could see the sun and feel its warmth on my face when I couldn't do that before, all because of the authority of the Word of God. And choosing to praise and to claim that's inherent within God's word. I don't think I've ever experienced in my walk with Jesus such a dramatic change in emotion as I did that day. And you know what? No matter what you're going through, no matter what experience you are walking through right now, Jesus loves you. Jesus is walking right beside you. And Jesus encourages you to stake your faith on the authority of the Word of God and watch as he does a miracle for you as well.
Hello, folks. This is William Ackland here. I've written some poems and I'd like to share this one with you today. It is rather salutary and I trust that you will take it to your heart as I've taken it to mine. And it is entitled, Almost. Almost I prayed as the new day was dawning. Almost I studied my Bible this morning. Almost a kindness to a needy one shown. Almost a kiss to a loved one blown. Almost I stopped and offered a lift. Almost an anchor to someone adrift. Almost a hi as a colleague passed by. Almost a smile to a friend nearby. Almost I shared in a small child's grief. Almost I soothed and brought her relief. Almost some clothes to a family without. Almost a lift to one down and out. Almost I waved to someone I'd known. Almost some help to one who was down. Almost a word for the master I spoke. Almost a note to a mate who was broke. Almost an encouraging slap on the shoulder. Almost some cheer for one growing colder. Almost an ear for someone to share. Almost relief for pain hard to bear. Almost I widened my circle of friends. Almost an emptiness in some heart ends. Almost some time with an aged friend alone. Almost some meat on my dog's bare bone. Almost I chose to be open and kind. Almost my heart instead of my mind. Almost directions to some soul lost. Almost I gave, not counting the cost.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.